I'm the captain.
I am your captain. I am your captain. Captain. And I have control.
Fly all day, captain, all night, all day.
So I'd like to start off this episode doing something I don't do very often, and that's admit fault. Captains typically are not capable of fault. However, in the domain of podcasting, I am relatively junior. Such a disgusting word. But so be it. I'm junior. Let's just say after a brief hiatus, we are back. And we'll get into the details because I'm a captain. I don't really need to explain myself to anybody except for the managers that pull me into the office routinely and try to give me attitude adjustments, to which case, feel free to refer back to episode 4, paid to say no. Sometimes I'll just say to them, Vaya con Dios, I believe is the saying, or whatever. Reminds me, actually, of my last Mexico City layover when I went 2 for 3 on Knox. Number 3 was a heavyset gay male, so technically 2 out of 2. And whether or not force of habit caused me to knock on door 3 is neither here nor there. Or as they say in France, come see, come for Big Daddy, Captain. So let me preface today's show by saying that only absolute losers completely build their identity around being a jet captain. I've decided to talk today about all of the stuff that I do outside of commanding expensive jet-powered aircraft. I would say we're going to shift gears, but let's be honest, cars are for kids. So I'll go with cruise power instead of max continuous where I normally run my shows. If you've ever been blessed enough to have your eardrums tickled softly by the sweet sound of my captainly voice. Anyways, hobbies, yeah. It's important to have hobbies. Farhat, you got any hobbies besides praying, man? Yeah, see, I didn't think so. You know what's funny? I've never been to the Middle East, actually, Farhat. See, I've flown over it about 3,000 or 4,000 times. Back when I was what I ashamedly would call a relief pilot. It's basically a pilot before the testicles fully drop and develop. Being a relief pilot was like being offered a contract to play in the NHL, but never being allowed to touch a hockey stick. Worst years of my life. Witnessed a lot of subpar aviators that somehow slid through the cracks. You know, funny, most of them were almost always FOs. So yeah, hobbies. See, personally, I really enjoy carpentry. It keeps my mind sharp, not quite as sharp as reading back clearances with user-defined waypoints in them, but, you know, fairly close. I tried making a high-end carpentry company called Captain Coveted Carpentry Products. Initially, I had the airline I worked for's name in the title, but the legal department had some kind of a problem with that. You know, what can I say? Haters are gonna hate, right? When asked about the extreme prices I charge for my products, I would tell my customers, for example, you know, of course it's double the price, man, of a typical planter box. It was crafted by the hands of a man charged with the lives of hundreds upon hundreds of people when he checks in for his flight. So yeah, I built all kinds of crap and overcharged morons that were all house rich anyway, whatever. It's important to have hobbies and not get lost in the jet captain identity. Life is all about balance. Balance your life, balance your mind, balance your bank account, balance your ship. You are in command, and I have control.
Captain, I am your captain, I am your captain, Captain.